Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed yesterday's service segment. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We meet every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. So come on out. We have been on the air Make Your Day Count program since 2019. Never taken a break, continuing to move forward because there's an expectancy from God that souls are to be won. And this is an avenue, this is a way by declaring the gospel over the airways to draw people to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we want to welcome you to the program. Thank you for continually being a part of the program and let you know that we have a powerful church at 1010 Dixon Boulevard where you could plug in and you could learn more and more of the word, grow in your relationship with God, connect with other people. We have a lot of small group ministries. We have a seniors ministry. We have a women's Bible study every week. We have a men's fellowship group. We have all kinds of stuff. Children's ministry. We have a dance ministry. We have a wonderful media ministry. You could plug in. We have a phenomenal usher ministry. So welcoming, so loving there at Celebration Tabernacle Church. So I want to invite you out to be a part. Come on out. You know, maybe you've been hearing about it for a long time, but you haven't yet came. The only way you're going to come is if you make a commitment to come. You tell yourself, I'm going to call this time, my time, Sunday morning, 10 a.m., to go to church.
Yeah, we would so love for you to join us and to feel the love in this church. We are a church that loves people, and we are a praying church. Our theme for this week is time to win souls and to be fruitful. So we were saying that how do you win souls? We need to pray. We need to pray fervently and to be sincere in what we do. We also were reading 1 Corinthians 4, 1 through 4, therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart, but yes, we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, yes, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. So we are not doing anything hidden or deceitfully. We preach the truth. We tell everybody the truth of the gospel.
Yes.
And you can come to our church and you will definitely hear 100% truth. And this will help you to pray for those people that are in need and are lost and bring them to Christ and to win souls and be fruitful.
And once we pray, the next point we want to leave you with before we finish this week teaching. Once we pray, we must go. We must go where the loss is. So we pray. We ask God through the Holy Spirit to remove the veil from the eyes of those who are lost. We ask God to break the shadows from those who are bound by Satan. Then we gotta go. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Is the key scripture there that command us. Jesus commands us in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, the last command before you leave this world.
It says, go, therefore,
yeah,
and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So that, yes, straightforward, come on. So who should win soul? All believers. Mm-hmm. Who should go? All believers. There's no exception here to this rule, to this command. It wasn't for the apostle only. It wasn't for the evangelist. Like we say, okay, the evangelist, you call to be evangelist. You go be the soul winner. No, we all. He's talking to all of us. He says, go now. Now that you have believed, then go. Go tell others. We have a good example of this, Diane and Emily. The woman at the well. Good example. She was lost. She come in contact with Jesus at the well. Jesus explained the gospel to her. She got it. What did she do after she got it? She went back, Dad, where she did?
To her community.
I did what she did.
And she told everyone.
Come see a man.
That had told me my whole life.
That's right.
Yeah.
So she got with it. Mm-hmm. She didn't sit on that truth. Mm-hmm. She got the truth. She got the light that she was looking for. And she go get others to come to that light. Mm-hmm. What are we doing with the light that we get? Mm-hmm. Like I gave an illustration that think of us on Sunday morning in church. I got the light of Jesus. You got the light of Jesus. Your brother there got the light of Jesus. The whole church lighted up. Because all the light is there in the church, mm-hmm. and then back out in the community full of darkness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What if all of us mm-hmm. leave the church, those lights, and go back out in the community? What a difference that would be.
Yeah, light it up.
We would light up the community. Mm-hmm. I think God is waiting for an invasion, that we invade the community. Diane, just think, as we're teaching this morning, mm-hmm. and Emily, think about this, Emily and Diane. What if every church in Brevard County, one Sunday morning, would close our door, church door is closed, and all of us are in the community, all the churches. Mm-hmm. So you can't go to no church on Sunday morning because they are closed. Where the church is? They are out on the street. Mm-hmm. What a difference that would be. Mm-hmm. What a difference that would be. I just picture that. That all of us, every church here, on a Sunday morning, door closed, and we have in church on the street corner. We're doing what Jesus says.
Mm-hmm. Make it visible.
Oh, my God.
And that's what Jesus did. He was outside. He wasn't necessarily in a specific place. Sometimes he was, but he wasn't always. He was out, and the multitudes were coming to him. They were drawn to him, and because they were drawn to the light of him. And the word that he was preaching, it was followed by signs. It was followed by wonders. It was followed by witnesses. And it caused the people to be drawn to him, so much so that they would travel from afar to hear his teaching. You know, it was time to say, wait, these people came from far. Disciples said, we got to feed them. They came from far, from far. They don't have no food. We need to feed these people. So they sacrificed in order to come to see Jesus. They came out of their comfort zones. And they came to see him, but he was positioned strategically. There were times where he would go in the boat and he would push himself away from the shore so that he could get that amphitheater right there at the lakeside so that he will be able to teach, so people would be able to hear him. There were times where he would go up with the Sermon on the Mount so that the people, his voice would amplify. They didn't have a microphone. They didn't have electricity, but they had an amplification process of things that they did so that his teaching could be heard. And the people were there to hear, so much so people were coming in. The story of the friends who carried the lame man through the roof to deliver him, to bring him in to the presence of Jesus. So there was a desire for Jesus because there was people who were witnesses of the account, who were gathering other people. I heard it one time a preacher said, sheep beget sheep. Too often the sheep are waiting for the pastor to go get sheep.
Yeah.
But the sheep beget sheep. So when we return to the joy of our salvation, that's when we'll begin again to tell people about Christ. Because a lot of times it's the people who just got saved. It's the people who are new in the faith that are drawing the most people evangelistically. And other people who are more mature in the word, they're just staying around people like them, other other believers, and they're staying more secluded. They're not so out there in the community as much, doing things, interacting as much with other people, and they just kind of get content. Okay, I got my salvation. Okay, I'm good. Okay, I do this, I do that. Okay, cool. And but it's the people who heart is there, have the joy of their newfound salvation, that are going out and they are drawing others. So we have to be, as in Psalm 51, we have to say, Lord, return to me the joy of your salvation. We have went astray from the number one. Number one is to win souls.
And we have a good we give an example of the woman that encountered Jesus. She went back, the woman in Samaria, went back into our community and bring the people to Jesus. How about Jesus, who's our role model? And let's see if Jesus does it. In Matthew 9:35 says, then Jesus went about all the city and villages, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Jesus is the model for us. The Bible says here, he didn't just sit in the synagogue. He went in all. Oh, man. Somebody got to see that. And Jesus went about all the city, all the villages, teaching, bringing the lost into the kingdom. We need to go. That's why when Jesus leaves, he says, now I'm leaving. You go now. Go into all the cities. Go into all your villages. Go wherever those who are lost and teach the gospel. Teach everything that I have taught you. And lo, I am with you, because that's the ministry of Jesus Christ.
The easy part is that we're teaching what we have learned.
Learn.
So we're not having to go research anything. We're not having to go make anything up. We're teaching what we have learned. And I know when I first started doing group discipleship groups, I started doing them where I worked with the children, the youth that I was responsible for. And I would teach them the word that pastor taught me on that Sunday morning. So if we don't have to reinvent, as they say, reinvent the wheel. Your pastor's sermon points, or the points from the program here, Make Your Day Count, you share those with somebody else. Sometimes we're just like, oh, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? Well, first it says, the Bible says, don't worry about what you're going to say or what you're going to do, that he'll put the words in your mouth if you just go. And you have something to fall back on. You have the teaching, the points that you could share. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you
looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.